Hello and welcome to another episode of Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself. Today is episode 162, and I want to talk about this idea of moving on to the next thing all the time. Now, before we start, if you've listened to previous episodes, you may be able to tell that there's a difference in the quality of my voice and the quality of the audio. This is because my laptop has recently decided that, you know what? That's all we got for the battery. Now, is that a little disappointing? Sure. That was my initial reaction. But it's kind of on brand with this podcast, isn't it? A little bit. It's about transparency, vulnerability, and always flexibility. Now, it's inconvenient, of course. It makes this podcast what it is. We're keeping it natural, folks. Also, I got that laptop when I believe I was in high school, very early in high school, or even at the end of middle school. If we're talking around 2010, that laptop gave me a heck of a run. We're talking 10 plus years. So shout out to my laptop battery. We're on to plan B, recording in a different way. So thanks for sticking in there with me. I apologize for the audio inconvenience. It is going to be a little bit different, not as high quality, but the messages and the enthusiasm and my vulnerability and transparency and love and optimism this episode are going to remain the same. With that being said, I have this idea, and I think I've talked about this idea before on the podcast, and you may notice that sometimes on the podcast episodes, they're not copy and paste ideas, of course not, but some of the ideas get recycled. And what I mean by that is I'm sure that somewhere along the 162 episodes, I've talked about not wishing our lives away and not being so focused on the future that we lose sight of the present. But I think as I get older and as we experience life, we started this in 2018 and now we're in the year 2023. It'll be 5 years at the end of December of the podcast. So of course, these ideas may sound similar, but I hope that it would be a new perspective. What I mean by losing sight of the present, and this is something that in my profession as a teacher and how task-oriented we can become as teachers, it's really easy to lose sight of the really beautiful moments that are happening inside my classroom. That's where I start with my perspective. Sometimes I was talking to some coworkers and it just feels like, well, we can't wait for spring break. But I was saying that for winter break. And then what happens when we get to summer break? And then what happens when we come back to school and we're looking forward to it's always the next break. Now, you probably have your own version of school breaks. You have just get to the weekend. Just get to Friday. Sometimes we need that thing to hold on to look forward to. But if we spend our entire lives wishing away the present, when is it going to be enough? When is it going to be we're not wishing anymore? You're going to wish your whole life away and then not really remember any of the moments. Because when I start trying to look ahead to things, okay, just get to better weather, just get to the summer, just get to, and it's always getting to something else. My memory of the past is even worse. And I believe it's because I wasn't present. When I'm really locked in, and I think it's even more applicable, more important when we are going through those really tough times. Of course, when things are crappy and it's not going well, I want to escape the present. I don't want to be going through this. I want it to hurry up, speed up. But some of my biggest life lessons.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Have come from the moments that I was not my best self or I was going through something really challenging. Taught me a lot. Is it cliche? Maybe. Is it meaningful? Absolutely to me. And I know as you're listening to this, maybe you can think of some times where two things. Have you thought of some times where you have been kind of wishing for the next thing? Think about right now, if you're not feeling present in those moments, do you feel like you have it's harder to recall or harder to remember the past? And then think about the moments when you've gone through some really challenging things. Think about what you took away from those moments. Does it make the pain and the hurt go away from the hard moments? Absolutely not. Over time and with some healing strategies, we can make it hurt a lot less. And I'm not saying I have anything magic to make the hurt go away or to erase any of the hard things. And I'm not saying that you're a human being, you're gonna escape the present sometimes. And we all do that in different ways. But it's a little bit like showing up for yourself. It's gonna look different. Sometimes it looks very different. I talk a lot about showing up for myself for a long stretch of time was just getting out of bed. And I believe it's kind of the same idea to me about trying to stay present. And I found with myself, when I get stressed, like this week during conferences week, really stressful time. Is it a really amazing time to celebrate my students? Absolutely. And to have that time with their family. It's a great moment. It's also incredibly stressful. And I find myself when I get really stressed or I feel really anxious or lonely, it's really, really, really challenging for me to stay present. But it's really worth it. And I'm really trying hard to work on myself and work on those strategies to help me remain present so that I can remember this in the future. And I can look back on this and say I did that. So my challenge for us and for you right now, just that gentle reminder to try not to wish away our entire life. Because we're going to look back and we're not going to remember as much as we should and as much as we're worth it. We should remember these moments because everything is building towards what we want and everything builds us to where we're headed. So let's appreciate the journey as much as we can and really focus on appreciating the journey along the way. I hope that you're doing really well. I put out a couple Instagram stories recently about hitting the 100th review on Apple Podcast reviews. And it just makes me think when we hit these milestones, these numbers, sometimes it puts me in a really reflective state. And it makes me really overfilled with emotions. And I started this in 2018. And I said in those videos with absolutely no plan. And to think that at the end of this year, I'm going to be at 5 years of my podcast and so many people that I never could have imagined say that they listen. And it just means it touches my heart in ways that I don't think I can explain in words. So thank you so much for listening. I appreciate your love and your support and saying, you know what? I see you. Thank you for being vulnerable. Thank you for taking a chance and that I get something out of this. And those connections with you are everything to me. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I hope that you have an amazing day or night or week or month. Whatever your goal is right now, please continue to take care of yourself. Be kind, be positive, be yourself. Continue to love other people because we never know what we're carrying around. And kindness is free, so let's continue to spread that. Remember that Black Lives Matter. Remember that trans lives are human rights. And that we just continue to show love and spread love. And we're going to be all right. I will see you, my friend, on the next one.